It is basically the gap in care screening interventions for women. In developed countries, we have a well-established system for screening for cervical cancer by cytology, by pap smear. This is only marginally developed in many developing countries. This is the reason why cervical cancer is detected at very late stage with low cure rates, and this makes it so dangerous.
Dr. Ulrich, do we have any idea of the numbers of women with these cancers you mentioned?
We have 500,000 cases of cervical cancer every year and 250,000 deaths from cervical cancer. And what is important to convey is that 80% of deaths we are observing in low, in middle-income countries.
Sir, you mentioned that one of the contributing factors to these cancer rates is, of course, the gap in care in the developing world compared to the developed world. Are these cancers preventable? Are there any steps women can take to protect themselves?
Yes. With cervical cancer, we know that a virus is causing cancer. This is an interesting news. It's a human papillomavirus. But the good news is that it can be prevented by vaccination. So more people are vaccinated at HPV, less we get cancer.
But of course, the problem still remains that in the developing world, women just don't have as much access to those vaccines or have as much access to medical care. What needs to be done so that we can put a halt to these deaths?
So WHO has started not only to give overall guidance of best practices, how to implement HPV vaccine programs and cervical cancer screening programs. We are also working directly with the countries, with many countries in Africa, for example, to establish national comprehensive cervical cancer prevention programs. It needs some kind of basic organizational health systems, primary health care, where HPV vaccine can be delivered, school-based delivery systems, screening at primary health care level. So there are many opportunities in these countries to establish a sustainable cervical cancer program.
And what about women as individuals? Is there anything that a woman can do on her own to better protect herself from these cancers?
Generally speaking, HPV infection is a sexual transmitted disease. It's the most frequent sexual transmitted disease. All interventions directed to sexual health help also to reduce infection by HPV. So condom use is an important preventive intervention, not only for HPV, but for other communicable diseases. So we have synergies with reproductive health interventions with regard to cervical cancer prevention.